There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And, hey, Rick, Noah Israel has called in, and we've got Noah Israel on the line. Okay, welcome, cool. Noah, of Enviroc.com.
Yeah. Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Noah, you and I and Rick were on the air last week, and we were talking about your printer, 44 feet in diameter, 22 feet high, and it can print a dome home in 24 hours. And so we talked about that, and I and my son got in a truck over the weekend, and we drove to that 640-acre piece of land that we thought, boy, that'd be great to just buy that, get those interested and buy that, and let's start printing some homes. And what happened was we went through the road, the dirt road that is on this property, and we thought, boy, this is great, took pictures of it, and it looked beautiful. It was perfect for what we want to do. And as we got to the end, we saw there's a whole bunch of trees that were cut on top of a hill. And I thought, oh, man, what is going on here? So I called one of our instructors who knows the property very, very well and knows the owner, and I said, hey, what's new with this property? He said, oh, it just sold. It just sold to a company, and they're clear-cutting. They're clear cutting the trees. They're going to destroy that 640 acres. They're going to cut the trees and leave stumps, and then probably dump it on the market. And it won't be worth anywhere near as much as it was, you know, before the trees were cut. So we'll have to, if there's any interest in pursuing what we talked about last week, which was finding a nice piece of land that we could print some concrete dome homes on and build a community where we all work together, where we have alternate energy, we have multiple water systems to sustain life, and we have vertical farming and horizontal farming and raising animals and protection of our community. If you're interested in that, please email me, Vincent at USAprepares.com. Or call us at 417-462-1105, 417-462-1105. That's the number that will reach my studio in Missouri. And if you're interested, let's talk about it and see if we can get enough interest to pursue finding that ideal property where we can build this project. So that's our thought. Noah, welcome. What's happening with your printer?
Well, we're up in British Columbia looking at a piece of property with an investor, developer, to develop a 160-acre model of exactly what you just spoke about. So we're looking at doing roughly an initial 10 dome structures with food processing, and as being in the food processing business will be extended to that property, and it's in central BC at about 4,000 feet. the beautiful property.
Which side of the Cascades is it on in B.C.?
On the east side.
Perfect. You mean up near Chilliwack and, Chilliwack and in the Okanagans?
Yeah, in the Okanagan, correct.
That's wonderful. That place, if it's on the east side of the Okanagans, may be viable. The west side is a beautiful farming area up north of Vancouver. I have a bunch of communes up there that I'm already networking with. However, and mostly they're Punjabi, and they supply all the farm supply of growth and stuff like that into Vancouver, B.C. Vancouver Island is toast. The San Juans are going to be toast. Right now, I even think the Trinity Alps, where I was not actually as safe as I would think it is. There is a book called We Are the Earthquake Generation that does a fairly valid analysis of different parts of the United States and where it might be. That, of course, is based on earthquakes, and I think that's how it's going to happen. I think there's going to be a crustal pole shift, not a magnetic, a crustal pole shift, and it's going to drop the Pacific plate.
One of the reasons
we said last year when they went through here. Now, I have something I'd like to read to you real quickly. This is important, Noah. There is, in the local papers, it says local couple angry over state's illegal dumping rule. Basically, Linda and Ken Krause had two companies dumping drywall on their rural property west of Grants Pass in the hopes of grinding the drywall up and using it as a soil amendment. They could have just as easily used your process. But the state fined the couple and the two companies for illegal dumping. This is the same state that makes it illegal to collect rainwater, because the rainwater, when it falls from the sky, belongs to the state of Oregon, not individuals.
Correct.
Rick,
I don't know what to say about all of this stuff.
When you talk about soil amendment, what are you talking about?
Well, when I did free-range chickens, I formed a relationship with a brewing company to take their waste, spent barley, and use it as chicken feed. That made my chickens profitable. And I would then sell them layer hens that were old and or eggs for the restaurant part at a discount. I would make salads from the farm, and they would use those as well, and then they would have 6 to 12 garbage buckets full of spent barley every 2 days. And I would spread that out for 650 chickens. I had 650 chickens about. And I would dump that out in the field, and I got the best layer hens and things like that as a trade for gleaning or scrap that would normally go to a dump. And that is what this couple was doing with drywall. The material in it could cause the soil, grinding it up and plowing it into the soil would put up, because the drywall is mostly wood.
Okay.
Now,
but,
it had minerals in it.
The reason I ask is, if you ask anybody here in Missouri that has a leaking pond, you know, so we've got ponds that work great, and then we have a drought, they get cracks in them, and they leak. Well, you ask anybody in Missouri, what do you do for a leaking pond? They'll say one of a couple things. One, get some sheep and let them walk in the pond, and just walking in the pond will seal the bottom of the pond, seal those cracks. I'm thinking maybe we could do it with some cows because we have some leaking ponds. Other people will say, oh, just get some sheetrock. Find a builder who's got
gypsum.
Yeah, just throw that sheetrock, spread it out so it lines the bottom of the pond, and it will seal it, because a lot of sheetrock is gypsum. Now, some of sheetrock is made with fly ash from electrical power generation plants that burn coal. So they take that white ash and they have a sheetrock manufacturing company right on the same property almost as the power generation plant. So they bring the coal in one end, they bring the ash out the other end, they make wallboard right there, and then they ship it. But so some sheetrock is not made with gypsum, some is, but if you can get the gypsum kind, I'm not sure what's wrong with putting that in the pond.
I'm not sure what's wrong with using that as a soil amendment. However, these laws are boxing us in to concepts like recycling and reusing. Mm-hmm. And our whole economy has been based on recycle.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's designed to wear out and need to be replaced.
Mm-hmm. So I'd like to figure out
ways in my lifeboat that you have a closed system with recycle. And the kinds of material that you use to build things are used in other aspects so that there is the cross-roughing of, you know, like in bridge, where you can call for aces.
Noah, let's talk about some of your solutions. So if we find the ideal property, one that has safety, meaning we can defend it, one that has the ability to raise animals on it, one that has water, one that we can drill a well, one that has a location where we can have solar panels, and we can create our alternative energy, we'll have plenty of water sources. Tell me how you would see all of this going together and add into that mix, you know, vertical farming. How would you lay that out?
Well, in a centralized village format, with as much of the resource land being maintained and made available to nurture in relationship to the hub of a village center. Mm-hmm. And as Dr. Rick mentioned earlier, a very, very major important piece of the relationship amongst people is really the key to success in the sustainable village model. So to integrate these various elements, and it is our purpose. The 3D printer is our tool to and the material technology to help facilitate and integrate these various elements at the most cost-effective level so people can be free to really build their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what we're talking about is farming, water, energy, heat, protection from the elements, sustainability, schooling, all of it, all in a village, but yet not building walls so that we would not see what's going on the outside.
Yeah.
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you. It rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
As we're talking with Dr. Richard Alan Miller, and if you'd like to go to his website, RichardAlanMiller.com, RichardAlanMiller.com, and Noah Israel, EnviroC.com, EnviroC.com, and we're talking about printing a house. Now, I'm not kidding. We talked about this last week on Thursday. We talked about this very large printer that Noah has developed. And think of it like a machine on a railroad track that's 44 feet in diameter, and it has a nozzle that can spray concrete. So you can print with this computer-controlled device that will spray concrete and build a home in 24 hours. So the plan is, if you think about this, imagine having a home built with concrete that is way stronger than any of the concrete that you've experienced. Way stronger. And built in a shape that can sustain 200 mile an hour winds. And a shape that requires no roofing. No roofing material. A shape that if you hit it with a 30-06 or something even larger, the projectile will deflect right off it. Now, you probably have to go out and, you know, fix the chip in the concrete, but it's not going to go through one side of the concrete and come out the other side as it will in a mobile home or a stick-built home. So think about that as we go through this discussion. We're literally talking about finding a location to build a community where like-minded people will work together and support each other and then even formulate internet-based businesses where we manufacture and ship right out of this community things that we make that will sustain the community even beyond the raising of our own food and the pumping and filtration of our own water. Pretty cool, right? That's what we're talking about. Can we pull this off? And, well, if we have enough people who are interested and like-minded and really want to do it for real, we'll find that property. And we'll find
what
it.
What I really would
taxes.
Like to do first, though, is do a simple demonstration, small, inexpensive dome somewhere where we can film it so that people have a visual on how it works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, Noah, where are we in that process?
Well, as an add-on to your last statement, is really creating abundance by design. And where we are is we're investigating this property, and it is funded as of today to print a half a dozen domes. And as in a beginning basis for integrating these various technologies, and the commitment from the filming company to lost me. Hello? Hello?
We're here. Hi. We're here.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're here.
So, and we have a commitment from a film production company to...
Okay, so we're halfway home. Good. Cool.
So we have funds to do it, a potential property. We're going to be investigating further to...
You'll notice it's happening in Canada, too.
And this is in Canada. And with the speed of this of the production of this machine, it'll be soon available to do it in the States also. And okay. The point being is that you know, really to create learning centers, an experiential center that will allow people to get their feet wet and experience a community living environment with preparedness in mind and sustainability for the long term.
I've always dreamed of managing a small farm with classrooms where I could actually have farmers come in and see exactly what I had in mind regarding my background in field crops.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I have always aspired for. And where you're setting up is actually one of the places I had thought of moving to, up near Sandpoint, Idaho, and up in that region of the Okanagan.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on... You're in between, right? What town are you near?
Merritt.
Gotcha. Okay.
Noah, when we come back, I'd like to ask you if you are restricted by zoning, by government regulations, by anything that you need to consider when you build a community. Are you under any restrictions? We'll talk about that when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we just got some very disturbing news here at the farm. Extremely disturbing. And so I'm interrupting this broadcast to give you this news. I'm really angry. I'm livid. One of our USA Preparers class members, I've known him for years. He's a farmer. His name is Bob Estep. Bob Estep is in the hospital. He was beaten by the Sparta, Missouri police. He was, well, the reports that I have is he was tased at least once, probably multiple times. This guy is a mild guy, but he's speaking out. He's speaking out against property confiscation and Agenda 21. And he's been to our meetups, and he's been talking about these things, and he's been tased. Those are the reports I got. He's been tased by the Sparta, Missouri police. He's now in the hospital after the beating he received by the police. Now, I'm going to make you a promise. I'm going to investigate this. And if I find that these things are absolutely as I reported, I will do everything I can to expose this cop or cops who have done this, including their pictures. And we will help make them famous for what they've done to Bob Estep. I am furious. And it's not just him. It's Steve Engel, USA Prepares instructor, who was beaten by the police in his own home. They beat him up in the threshold of his own home and put him in the hospital and in jail for days. And then you've got Mike Parsons, who's in jail right now, in prison right now. And then Jeffrey Deskovic, who was convicted of rape and murder, USA Prepares instructor, convicted of rape and murder when he was in high school.
How about that mailbox with the different color codes on who you are?
Yeah, well, Rick, Jeffrey Deskovic was found not to have done any of the things that he was in prison for 15 years for, and he got a $46 million award, the highest in history. So,
the money won't mean anything shortly, and I strongly recommend everyone watch the trailer on The Gray State. It's time all of this is exposed as it is. That nails it. Just the trailer is overwhelming.
Rick, I've got the link on the website, usaprepares.com.
What did you think of it?
It is what's happening. It's spot on, and if you look at that, that's the kind of stuff that happened to Bob Estep. You know, I heard about this at the meetup on Monday, last Monday, that he was tased by the cop. What I heard was he was inside his car, and they tased him. Either the cops opened the door, or he opened the door, and bam, he got tased right there. Absolutely out of control. This guy is at least 70 years old, or darn close to it. Rick, this is out of control. I can't stand it. And I want to make sure that
what is going to be happening more and more every day now, between now and 2020, when it will be full chaos and you'll have cops that become warlords, just like in the book, The Postman.
Well, what I'm interested in is a community that can defend itself from these out-of-control belligerent thugs.
Well, the Amish have done it. That's what I'm looking for is, you know, where you find individuals in your own bunker that have common goals in the foxhole. You're not as lucky to do that when you're in the Army. Well, you don't get to choose who's in the foxhole with you.
Rick, I've had the Amish here a couple of months ago at the farmhouse, and we were having lunch in the kitchen, and I asked them about defending themselves, and they said, we don't like to do that. And I said,
yeah, they don't do that.
I said, hold it. Are you talking about if someone attacks your wife, you're just going to stand there? I said, you're not going to pick up a shotgun and defend her? Are you serious? And they said, no, we're not inclined to do that. And I said, well, you're going to have to get inclined, because those times are coming where you're going to need to do that.
Well, we can all march to the sea for our own salt. There are other ways of pointing it out to the point where, you know, social pressure aside, you know, this nonsense has got to stop.
Noah, your thoughts?
Strength in loving numbers overwhelm the other options. And unrighteousness has difficulty standing in front of many, are united. And to me, that is the strength in numbers that can peacefully resist and be the solution and be creating abundance for each other in so many ways that overwhelms the negativity. And that's where I'm going to hang my
hat. I think you're right on. Spot on that, too, by the way.
Run out as many people.
Do what they do. Do it different.
I think that our founding fathers expected that about only 10% of us would not have a conscience, so that the vast majority would have a conscience and want to do the right thing.
That's true.
But I have a feeling that we have so many people who are devoid of having a conscience now, that we're probably approaching 25%. It's getting tougher for us in the 75% who want to do the right thing to deal with so many people who have no conscience. And what I'm talking about...
Well, that's why they control the media. Just like Nazi Germany. And the gray state does overlays of Nazi Germany with action that's going on right now today. There it is. And guess what? The director's wife and children were killed, murdered.
What I'm saying is, people who are flying these airplanes, who are poisoning us from the sky with chemicals, are defective. People who are politicians, who take bribes for their own personal greed and own personal pleasures, are defective because they're willing to poison their families, themselves, and their children for their own personal greed. These corporations who do these, who produce products that are defective and are injuring us, those products that, like Monsanto makes, that are injuring us, those people have no conscience. They're breeding in larger and larger numbers. And it's dangerous because now we're only 75% that actually have a conscience, in my opinion.
We've been divided and conquered. And now
by the defectives. And we're watching stupidity on television.
Right. And
we're watching ball games. We're watching guys in short pants run around throwing a ball, eating $6 hot dogs. It's ridiculous. We've lost our minds, and we're paying for that. And there's so many people who have jobs, and if you ask them, what they do over the weekend, they'll say, "Oh, did you see the game? It was great." It was great. Really? How important is that? It's not important
at all. The Colosseum in Rome. It has its place in society. It's been over-exaggerated at universities.
Yes.
Getting back to these homes, Noah, you're printing these homes in British Columbia. Are you faced with any restrictions whatsoever?
Well, that's one of the first things that I investigate, is because I've had a multi-million dollar education in the permitting process and local, potential local resistance to applying creative solutions. And so where cutting edge applications of best practices was resisted is 10, 15 years ago is now generally being embraced as a potential solution, because so many of the officials that are charged with the responsibility of applying solutions are stumped at what to apply. So to come in with options and creating self-supporting sustainable jobs in any given area is looked at much more favorably these days than ever before. And it's very dependent on local jurisdictions. There are some jurisdictions that are basically wide open. Others are very restrictive, as far as even down to the color of the buildings that you have. And that's not, I would not recommend that those kinds of environments to create a village. But we've had people like Will Allen in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, be growing 1 million pounds of food a year on 3 acres of ground using combinations of vertical farming. He's doing it under a nonprofit. He's creating abundance in a in what was an abandoned lot, a city lot, and with a housing component attached to that kind of application of current technology. And this is and his application is very rudimentary, not highly mechanized or anything. He's pooled together volunteers from the community and people working together and creating that kind of abundance where it was previously a food desert. So
Noah,
it's very, very feasible, very possible, and we want to help as many people that come together for to really care and create real solutions in their own environments, and we want to help accomplish that wherever possible.
Noah, in my neck of the woods here in the middle of nowhere in Missouri, it is wide open. There are no building permits. There's no building inspector. So if you want to do plumbing, there's no one to look. If you want to do framing, there's no one to look. There's nobody here. We don't have anybody in our government to get in the way of what we want to do. And for 18 months, we built a stone house here on the farm. And then the revenue gal shows up and says, huh, I didn't know there was a house back here. So that's what we can do. It is wide open, and we just need to find the right property. We'll be right back.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-467-5019. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-467-5019. That's 1-800-467-5019. Call 1-800-467-5019.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something
else. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot
last days? You've got your...
Take my...
When you go to the...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I just got off the phone with Judy Dollarheit. And Judy Dollarheit is a USAPrepares.com instructor. You'll get a chance to see her at the Get Prepared Expo. And she just informed me that Bob Estep, one of us, is in the hospital. He was tased twice, as I said. He was tased twice by the Sparta Police Department, Sparta, Missouri. And he has a heart condition, and they tased him. And he's undergoing extensive testing. And if you're inclined to pray, please say a prayer that that he survives all this and comes out whole. If anything happens to Bob Estep, I will be all over this police department like white on rice. I will expose who they are.
You know, and more important is that's out of your tax dollars to pay these people to do what they're doing. And when they do wrong, it comes out of the budget and affects everyone in the county, not just that individual. And so I think it's time for serious accountability the next time you go to the voting booth.
And
real clear why.
Throw them all out. Throw everybody out. Throw every single...
Every single person. They're out. Let's try new people and see what we come up with. It can't be worse than it is. Even with the good people in there, it can't be as bad as it is. The good people that are in there, why are they not making the changes?
Mm-hmm. And Rick, to me, I think this is premeditated. I think these guys were trained to do this. I think these guys were trained to pull out their tasers. And I think that when they do that, they know going into this event, they're thinking, okay, I'm going to open this door. I'm going to get this guy out, and I'm going to tase him. I think it's premeditated. I know that they know their risks, and I believe that they want to stop us, we the people. They want to stop we the people. And to me, this is, if anything happens to Bob Estep, I would say it's murder. I'm furious. I am absolutely furious with
this. Yeah, you know, and the accountability is what they call associated with a crime. Like the hierarchy of those in charge are not the ones that get fired. It's the individual, grunts that do the dirty deed, and the people that manage them are not actually accountable. And that's the person that also should get fired.
Let's top to bottom, including the mayor. Let's flip this. Let's say it's one of us, and we walk up to one of these Sparta, Missouri Police Department officers, and we pull out our taser and we tase them. What do you think would happen to us if we started tasing cops? What would happen to us? They would arrest us, put us in jail. They would say that we used a weapon on them. It was premeditated. We wanted to murder them. That's what they would say about us. But for them to tase us
in New York now.
Well, for them to tase us, that's just policy. That's standard operating procedure. They get away with killing us, our animals, we the people, with impunity. It's outrageous. It's got to stop. And pretty soon, what you said, when you said total chaos, that's where we're headed. These guys are out of control.
2020 is when it's going to happen. That's why my plan is for the ending by 2019. If you don't have your lifeboat in position by 2020, you will most likely be a casualty, at least need FEMA. And FEMA is all set to deal with this. They're already setting it up right now in the state of Oregon, their old prison centers. Abandoned buildings that used to be prisons, like San Quentin.
You know, Noah, let's chat after the broadcast sometime when you have some time. Let's see if we can get your information at the Get Prepared Expo so we can learn more about printing of homes. And let's see if we can make that happen. Rick Miller, thanks so much for being with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, I'm sorry.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
That we've gotten this information, and I'll tell you what, this stuff hits my buttons. When somebody from USA Prepares is attacked, it launches me, and I become very angry. And I've been on the phone trying to reach the Sparta, Missouri Police Department, and the phone just rings. Nobody's home. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to us.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.